What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Thank you for choosing the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Podgods Network. The Oddcast Podcast. The podcast nobody is listening to, except you. The following podcast contains strong language, topics of discussion that could offend, and discussions about Batman. You have been warned. Previously on the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Part of Podgods Network, the podcast. Starting that again.
No, why would you edit that?
No, fuck that, I'm starting that again.
You can't edit that. Go on, carry on.
Start again. I saw a tramp the other day with an iPod. An iPod. Do you not understand that an iPod needs to be charged up via a computer?
Right.
And how's he going to put songs on it?
Internet cafes?
Yes, I clear the streets. You can't stop me on this one. I'm going to get it.
Right.
Yep, saw a tram with an iPod. What, that really fucking annoyed me. I don't know why. Because he's a tram, he's got an iPod. You need a fucking computer to charge an iPod up.
Well, that's just Apple's. Can't you just get, like, direct to plug charger?
He's a tram. Well, how's he going to afford that? He's a fucking tram. How's he going to afford it? My dog had white dog food the other day, but that's only because he ate one of my girlfriend's sandwiches. He comes out the other end.
Say potato, yeah.
I say Johokovic. So yeah, so 1991. So how old have you been then?
Slobber down me cocky bitch. I don't like you, but that's because you're a cunt.
Yeah, but I'm the fucking main man of the fucking show.
So?
It's my fucking show.
Yeah, but we're the funny ones.
Ho? Yeah, you reckon? Do you reckon Ash is funny, doesn't
he? Here's Johnny!
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 64.
For the third time.
I thought it was 63.
No, it's 64, Ash.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
63 being the last one we did.
Part of the Podgods Network, the podcast nobody is listening to, hashtag not listening. And Will, where are we?
We're in a pub.
We're in a pub, fuck motherfuckers.
Yeah. We are in the Cricketers in Chelmsford.
Yes.
It's awesome. Pub. We have pork pies, we have fine ale. It's all very nice.
And I was about to say, and pork pies. But you just said that.
Yes. We have pork pies, fine ale, and pork pies.
And pork pies.
Rock on.
A little bit of mustard.
We had a lot of pork pies.
Yeah, Ash just had a lot of mustard.
Yes.
And his face has gone quite red.
Yes, because the last bite that I just took, just before we started recording, actually ended up going up my nose.
We don't know how this is going to go. We might have people dropping in and out to say hello and hijack it. Yeah. Or they might completely ignore us because people get very intimidated when they see a microphone, cameras or anything around and they just sort of, we're stuck in the back room and they just go, don't go near, don't go near.
The fact that I'm naked probably doesn't help.
It doesn't help because that's what you've got to do. When you're in a pub in England, it's courtesy to come in
naked.
Literally come in.
Yeah.
Naked. And order your pie and pint.
We don't tip, we just flash.
You flash,
just flash the tip.
You flash the tip. That's how it goes. So, if we haven't already introduced ourselves, I am Adam, you are
Ash,
and you are
Will,
and we are sitting in the back room of a pub, the Cricketers Pub.
Oh yes.
In Chelmsford, who have been kindly let us do this.
The Cricketers on Molsham Street, just to be clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we kind of like, do this like, pestered them to do it? Like, we
no, they were up for it.
They were up for it.
Yep. No, we and asked them. And we asked them once, and
they've completely ignored us now. They're like, they don't want to be anywhere near us.
They're
like,
leaving us to it.
They keep looking at us, going, "What are they doing? Don't you remember last night? We were so drunk.
As long as we keep paying for beer, they don't give a fuck."
Yeah, more pork pies, sir.
Actually, it's just over 12 hours since I left here.
We were here last night.
We had a good drink here last night.
We did.
Ash was steaming.
Yes.
Absolutely steaming. I wish I'd recorded some kind of comment you were making. And then what you were doing, you were mumbling. It was like
half an hour saying goodbye.
That's what happens when you're in a pub. When you want to say goodbye to everyone, you take ages to do so.
Yeah.
Because when you're drunk, time is nothing.
And naked.
And naked.
Yep.
And I was wearing lycra.
You're wearing lycra. Is that your pub attire? Or
normally, yes.
Yeah, that's what
I only wear the finest spandex. So crotchless spandex.
So we're really giving out a good advert here for British pubs. You come in with lycra or naked and you flash your tip. That's how it is. Come to England.
Yeah.
Join us.
Yes.
In the Cricketers Pub in Molesham Street, Chelmsford.
Fuck yeah.
What does this pub do exactly? Like, what's so special about it?
It does good beer and good food. It's comfortable and we like it.
And it's very friendly bar staff.
I've been drinking in this pub for a number of years now. I was here the night before I got married, here the night before my brother got married, my brother-in-law got married.
I've had quite
birthdays, Christmas Eve. Yeah, we just like this pub.
And it's 2 seconds from my house.
That helps.
Which is brilliant.
45-minute walk for me, but it's worth it.
25 for me, and it is definitely worth
it. So, because we're recording in a pub and it's like neutral ground, Will can't bully us into doing stuff like, "Shut up, get out, my ass." Well, he can, but it just won't sound right.
Well, do you want beer?
Yes, please, Will. Can I have a pint of beer, please?
Brilliant.
So, so we are the Oddcast Podcast, and we're going to see how this goes.
Let's do it.
So, here we go. Episode 64.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
You spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now.
Go back to then!
When?
Now!
Now?
Now!
I can't!
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Okay. Pleasantries out of the way. Let's all get nasty with each other and start arguing.
Adam, you're a cunt.
Ash, fuck off.
Okay.
We pass the buck around, he just stops.
The buck stops there.
I bet you were a kid at children's parties and everyone passed the parcel. You just stood there shaking it. What's this? What's this? I pass it around, the music ain't stopped, Ash.
I had the remote control for the music thing, so I'd always just stop it.
I'd sit next to the stereo, turning it off when I
get one of those little watch. Do you remember the calculator watches that also had a remote control built in?
Yeah.
So you could have so much fun with them as well. Like, there was a kid in my class at school, he had one of them. So whenever, like, in science and they put a documentary on, he'd just turn the channel on the telly.
Nice. But, I remember when people used to have the calculator watch. I think I discussed this with Tom.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about the calculator watch, saying how cool they were, and saying that when I was...
Hang on, you and my brother had a conversation about how cool calculator watches were. Fuck. Right.
Did we have just nod? If we did. We might have. I think we had this conversation where they were so cool, and I turned around and said, I used to have one of those watches which were like, I could play Super Mario Brothers on it. And someone said, I think...
It must have been a tiny screen.
It was a tiny screen, it hurt my eyes. But I could play Super Mario Brothers on it. And I got called like, oh, you were on them posh kids, was you? You got on...
Yeah, so fucking posh.
First ever Game Boy was actually the size of a watch.
I used to love Game Boys. Did you ever have Game Boy?
No. We had to make do with an old brick with a picture of Mario drawn on it.
It weren't even Mario.
To make him jump. Well, making him jump was easy. It was the catching bit that was a problem. And I used to headbutt the brick and try and, like, make money, coins and mushrooms and stuff come out, but it never worked.
See, Mario game, you think about it, it's really weird. Isn't it? It's like, He has a mushroom to make himself get bigger.
It's a magic mushroom.
My issue is, magic mushrooms. Do you ever see him do any fucking plumbing?
No. And he still owns a business. Yeah. With his brother. And they don't do anything. They just run around down tubes and shit.
Squash turtles.
Yeah. Squashed it. What's that turtle? Poor turtle's done. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Battle Wario and Waluigi.
I think we had a discussion before. I what the fuck is Waluigi? What?
Waluigi.
Waluigi. It doesn't even sound right.
It's me. I'm a cunt.
I'm a cunt.
It'd be funny if he did say that.
So how's everyone's week been? Good?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I turned 32.
You did?
Yeah.
32 stone or...
Not far off. Shit, that's less than double my weight. Not good.
No.
And I don't remember much of the beginning of the week, because I was in Munich for Oktoberfest.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Drinking shitloads of beer.
Massive, massive steins of German lager.
With some lovely Fraulines that would turn up and they just... drop 10 or 12 steins on the table at once.
Were they wearing traditional German leather?
No, they were wearing the traditional German dress, and there were so many fit birds that were also walking about wearing that. You spilt quite a bit of beer.
Is that why they like traditionally wear leather trousers? Because the beer just runs off.
Yeah,
I think that is.
And the spunk.
Yep.
That is it. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. I would highly recommend it to anyone who likes beer and women and
German
fun
women.
Fair rides.
I thought fun German
fair rides. What?
They had roller coasters and
with beer
things and all of this. Yeah, you
beer
just get
coasters. Beer coasters.
Beer coasters on the beer coaster.
I've got loads of beer coasters.
We have one guy in our group that couldn't actually. He was so drunk he couldn't actually get himself into the chair for one of the roller coasters. So there were three of us that struggled and picked him up and stuffed him in the seat and then just held him there while we tried to strap him in. And he was he wasn't quite sick, but he came off pretty green.
Right, my delicious pint of Sharp's Autumn Red is pretty much empty. Can I get any of you cunts to drink?
Nice.
Somebody's Tom's doing around.
Oh, okay.
Good man. There Ring is. That bell.
He's like the producer that never speaks. You know, like, if you listen to Radio 1, you've got the one that never speaks. Oh.
We're in the back bar. So all the staff are at the front, and it's got a proper traditional communication method for shouting, "We want beer."
That's it. It's a bell.
Oh, yeah.
So, more cowbell!
I say ring for service rather than pull for service.
Pull my ring for service.
You can't ring the bell to get him to come over so you can do that.
I got told last night by Lou that I should never, ever, ever...
Talk.
Yeah, do my Christopher Walken impression ever again.
I think it's a valid point.
Excellent.
I'm with Lou on that one.
Yes.
And now people are starting to have a go at my Bane impression.
I stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
With you do it like a rap. Iron. You start rapping, you start stabbing with your feet with a soldering iron.
Get
soldering
stab iron. This.
Okay, so do you want to move into some stuff? Actual stuff we have.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a shake-up with the features, because we got bored.
Yeah, we did. We had a massive argument, everyone. Behind the scenes, we beat each other up.
There was crying, tears, semen, the lot.
And that was before I turned up. Will was on his own.
To be honest. Yeah. All he the best ingredients of a good old strangle wank. Yeah.
So should we go into a segment which hasn't changed? Guess the movie year.
Yes, because we do like a shake-up.
Or movie spit roast. As you like to call it. Okay, and we have internet, which is amazing. So, isn't that good? Okay, hang on. Before I move on, I've got a message from someone. No, don't worry about it.
It was boring.
It was like, well, I don't know. I think I put on Facebook and
thank you, bro.
That we're eating pork pies, and somebody put pork pies. Wow, I'm watching hog hunting on the telly. What's hog hunting? That's chasing pigs.
Chasing
yeah?
a pig.
Yeah, I was wondering. Hog hunting was what I used to do on a Friday night when we went to Club Skint.
Yeah, there were some pigs in there.
We're not recording, are we?
We are recording.
We are recording. Okay, I didn't notice that. So you actually bothered recording this whole thing about you having a Facebook message that wasn't interesting?
I do apologise, yeah. I can edit it. I won't.
Yeah,
I
you're not going to.
Okay, guess the movie year. Movie spit roast time.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, you all know what it is, what you got to do. You've got to guess what year it is. Just judging by the titles of the movies that come out in the top 10 on this year.
All right. Go
simple.
For it.
It's simple, Will.
Yeah, okay.
Number 10, A Time to Kill.
Never heard of it.
Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock film with
Sandy Bullocks.
with Samuel Jackson.
Oh, we must
Jackson.
Have mentioned it in...
I was thinking of A View to a Kill. I was thinking it was Bond.
No, it's not, not a James Bond one. It's Samuel Jackson, Matthew McConaughey. I think it's a black girl gets raped and killed by a couple of racists. It's based on a John Grisham novel.
Oh, so it's lawyers.
Lawyers and whatnot.
Sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Okay. Yeah. Number 9, The Birdcage.
Oh, that was Robin Williams, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Gene Hackman?
Yes, and Gene Hackman. He plays the uptight congressman.
Yeah.
And his daughter is marrying Robin Williams' son, who's gay with Nathan Lane. They own a drag club.
Yeah.
And that's fucking funny, that film.
I saw it once years ago, but this certainly pushed it back at least, you know. So yeah. We're talking at least a decade ago.
Yeah,
we're talking early 90s, I think.
Okay, number 8, The Nutty Professor.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Playing every role under the sun.
Yeah.
Including white people.
None of them well. Oh my God, he can play white people?
Yeah, it's racist.
Wow, I didn't know black people could play white people.
Yeah, he can.
Whoa.
Wow, all the makeup
and that.
He can
play anybody, as long as it's shite.
Did he play a stereotypical white person?
When he played the white person in Night Professor, I think he played Richard Simmons, which is like the exercise guy. I think he's big in America. Over here, I don't think anyone knows who he is.
Mr. Motivator was big in Britain. Yeah. Particularly his lycra pants.
That was Ash last night. in the pub. Lycra.
I didn't black myself up for it, though.
Nah. The Rock, number 7.
Yeah, you forgot to black up last night, Ash. You're slipping.
Yeah, I know.
Ash does normally like to black up before he comes to the pub naked.
What?
I pretend that's someone else.
People assume he's better endowed.
Number 7.
If I'm naked, they can see.
Number 7, oops, The Rock. Sean Connery's The Rock.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Sean Connery's The Rock. I was thinking The Rock, the wrestler Rock.
No. Because
White.
Because that's not the name of the movie.
No, is it Dwayne? Dwayne, isn't it? Is he Dwayne or Dwight?
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, that's it.
Dwayne.
That's right, because I always then think of Dwayne Dibley out of Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
Dwayne can't stand Dibley. Dwayne.
You ever seen The Rock? I've never seen it.
It's all right.
Michael Bay film.
Stanley Goodspeed.
Who's Stanley Goodspeed?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. What a crap name
Francis
for an action
Ford
film.
Coppola's nephew.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. There's Nicolas Coppola.
Mm.
And you nearly whacked your mic with your beard then. Number 6, 101 Dalmatians. That was the live TV film with
Glenn Close. I love that because it's set in England, and England is famous for its raccoons. They could have used badgers, but it turns out no American children would have known what a badger is, so they decided the raccoons would be wild in England.
I actually saw a dead badger at the side of a road once, and I've never seen a badger before.
I saw a live one the other week. You often see them down by Rittle Campus.
But you are a badger pod, aren't you?
This was driving back from... the final part of the journey coming back from France, we're going through Rittle about 3 in the morning, saw a badger on the green. It was cool.
Why are you called Badger Prodder? What is your fascination with badgers?
My online name is the Rabid Badger of Doom. But it turns out someone had already used Badger of Doom on Twitter, which kind of annoyed me.
Right.
So I went for Badger Prodder.
Okay, is there any reason?
I did once prod a badger.
Was it
I'm
alive?
Serious. No, it was dead, but I prodded it to find out. I rolled it out of the road after that. Okay. It was a single country lane, and then in the middle of the road was this badger steaming. It had probably been hit by the previous car to go through, and we sat there with it in the headlights for like sort of 3 or 4 minutes trying to see if it was breathing. In the end, I had to get out of the car, prodded it to see if it was still alive, because badgers, like, are vicious when they're wounded.
Yeah, they've...
Then I rolled it into a ditch and made it to work.
My mum hit one in the car, and...
You hit a badger in the car? Why was a badger driving a car?
Hit a badger in the car.
What was the badger doing in the car?
Yeah, it was
badger's
car drive.
I suppose if you're in the car and a badger jumps out at you, you're going to hit it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't know what we were talking about.
It survived. She was too scared to get out.
Nicolas Cage, I think. 101 Dalmatians.
That's it. Alright, number 5.
Yeah, it was, with raccoons, and we got into badges.
Number 5, Ransom.
Mel Gibson.
Give me back my son! Give me back my son!
I never saw Ransom.
Actually, I'm moving later now.
Yeah.
What I was thinking.
Give me back my son!
That was where he was the airline blokey, wasn't he?
The airline blokey?
Yeah, he was Richard Branson.
Yeah, but he was a billionaire.
Mogul, yeah.
And Gary Sinise stole his son.
And was the cop chasing
was the cop.
Himself.
That was one before or after Payback, wasn't it? Because whilst I didn't see Ransom, I liked Payback.
I'm not going to say when it was.
It was before Payback.
Lucy Liu was so hot in that film.
2005.
And yeah, the number four film in 2006 is
number four, Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise.
Show me the money.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
No.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
You had me at podcast. You had me at leather chaps.
Ooh. Ooh, I do like chaps in leather.
Yeah. Back in Germany.
So yeah, that's Tom Cruise's film. Number three, Mission Impossible. Another Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, okay.
He was busy that year then.
Yeah.
1995 is my guess.
Okay, he's gone with it. With two more films to go. Number two then, Twister. It's about the film, about the game, where they all play the game.
Yeah. Totally nothing to do with tornadoes or anything.
Pile up.
Oh no, it might be that one. The one with Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt. And Dorothy, yeah. And Cary Elwes as well, isn't it? The guy from The Princess Bride.
Who's that?
You never seen Twister?
No.
Twister's a good film.
Yeah, yeah, they strap themselves to a pole and they sit in the middle of the Twister. And
I did that, I did that similarly, but it was a bloke from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Strap yourself. And number one, Will's favourite film of all time, Independence Day, sponsored by Apple.
Yeah, 95, I'm happy with that.
So there you go. No.
Here he is.
Oh,
hey, Marcus.
We have a Marcus.
We have a Marcus. Marcus from MovieCom.
Right, I'm going to have to try and do the spit roast thing, and 1993 was in my head from the beginning.
Okay,
I saw Independence Day at the cinema, and I reckon it was in 95, so...
Okay.
I always get this wrong anyway. So
you said, sorry again, you said 95?
Yep.
And you said 93. So you spit roast of the year.
Yep.
The correct year is... 1990.
You can do an advert now.
No. 96.
It was 1996.
Wrong spit roast.
Yeah.
Wrong spit roast. Wrong whole ass. Wrong whole ass.
The wrong way around. But, yeah. We do love Independence Day, don't we? They're going to make another one. Sponsored by iPhones and all that.
Oh.
They're going to kill people, like, for an iPhone.
Are they, well, that's convenient because the alien ships were all Mac compatible.
Exactly. That's why I said sponsored by Apple.
Beautiful.
So, there you go. Okay, so that was a guest to movie year.
That was so exciting.
Should we move on to a little bit of Star Watch?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's go into a little bit of Star Watch.
An actress? No, I'm not. I'm just an extra. You're the actress. Brilliant actress, by the way.
Yeah, she's... I'm an actor as well. If there's a line going in this film, I'd love to be part of this. I'd just like to say, I think, you know, you doing this is so commendable. You know, using your profile to keep the message alive about the Holocaust.
My God, I'm not doing it for that. I mean, I don't think we really need another film about the Holocaust, do we? It's like, how many have there been? You know, we get it. It was grim. Move on. No, I'm doing it because I've noticed that if you do a film about the Holocaust... guaranteed an Oscar. I've been nominated 4 times, never won. And the whole world is going, why hasn't Winslet won one?
Death, yeah.
That's it. That's why I'm doing it. Schindler's Bloody List. The Pianist. Oscars coming out of their arse.
You both, good luck then.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck with your phone call.
Yeah.
See you later. Can we go again?
Yep.
Kate Winslet is today's Star Watch, everyone.
Great.
So, yeah, we're going to do Star Watch. We're going to mix it up a little bit now.
You said that with such passion, Will.
Yes.
Great.
Do you know who Kate Winslet is?
She got her tits out in Titanic.
Okay, fair enough.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
I've not seen the film. What a slut. But that's become an internet meme.
So all he did was painted her hands.
Okay.
And then the boat sank.
Really? Oh, shit, you've given away the ending. I haven't seen
hello
that.
Hello, Marcus.
You saw the happy ending.
Say hello to Marcus, everyone.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello,
Marcus.
Hello,
Billy. See, this is what happened. We knew this would happen. We'd start a podcast in the pub, and because he's an alcoholic, he's over here
doing
the
drinking
podcast
lemonade.
He is.
Are we allowed to swear on this?
It's your cast podcast.
We swear like cunts.
Well, in that case, fuck you.
Everyone knows Marcus from MovieCom.
Yep.
Hello. And that's your podcast. You love him, that, isn't
it? I've never listened to it.
You don't listen to anything.
He's been on a podcast before, though. He was on one of those monster episodes.
He was, the really drunken one.
Well, that was 22, wasn't it? Wine and wine gums, and that was it.
And then ended up drinking, what was it?
Can you hear me?
Rum?
Just all sorts of shit out of the cupboard, basically, yeah.
Pretty good.
Right,
as you were, gents.
So, Winslet and her tits.
Blah, 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 blah. Let's all talk over each other. I can't do it whilst I'm listening to myself in the headphones.
Well, don't talk to yourself.
Shut up. Kate Winslet. Anyone got anything they know about Kate Winslet? Any trivia you know about Kate Winslet?
Yeah, she was in Titanic.
Is that all she's known for? Her entire career is over that one scene when she gets her tits out.
She's quite podgy for Hollywood A-list. That's my bit of general knowledge.
Fair enough. Yeah. Right, so what we're going to do,
I think she's just big boned.
You're just being polite. Bone. You're just saying she's a fat bird.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, we're going to mix it up. We used to just go through her films, but we've decided everybody's got IMDb. Like Rita said in the promo, we've all got IMDb, Adam. So, we're going to mix it up. We're just going to skim through. Oh.
I'm going to smack the computer.
Smooth. We're going to skim through a couple of movies, and then I'm going to bring in a brand new true or false round, which you guys need to guess.
I think they're real.
Jeez.
I think her face isn't.
No.
Your fake face.
Yeah, that's it. True face? No, false. True tits? True.
All right, okay, so Kate Winslet, she was born on the 5th of October. What's the date?
False.
7.
So it was her birthday a couple of days ago.
What year?
1975.
Okay, she's exactly 5 years older than me.
Exactly. Same day as yours. Yeah, look at you, share your birthday with Kate Winslet.
I feel so special.
You should be privileged.
Yes. Did you send her a card?
She's an English rose.
I painted her one like one of my French girls.
What, the ones you keep in your basement?
The dead ones, yes.
The dead ones! You had to say that. Like he's like, I don't keep live ones down there.
No, the basement's too small. Oh.
She was born in Reading. There you go.
Brilliant. Thanks.
False. She wasn't born. She was created.
We haven't got to that bit yet. Okay, we're going to go through.
True.
She was in 1994. She was in Heavenly Creatures. Anyone seen that?
False.
That's one with Peter Jackson.
True.
Sense and Sensibility. 95.
I don't know.
It was 95.
It was 95.
Nah, it wasn't.
What was it then?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't argue because I shouldn't have told you that segment was coming up, should I? Because now you're just going to go false, true, false, true.
True.
Anyone
that's so true. That is so true.
This is Marcus, it's your fault.
False.
I must admit, the pedigree of Marcus turning up and the podcast being a shambles is continuing.
I have that effect. I'm kind of like the human version of the butterfly effect. Everywhere I go.
True.
Little face.
What was giggling?
He's actually having a giggle.
That is true as well.
And this is what I bring to the world.
True.
I'm Loki. Fuck.
Nah, false. You didn't have a fuck last night.
False.
Did you say have a fuck or have a fight?
He had both.
Fuck fight.
One very shortly after the other.
Normally called, that's normally called rape. Right?
Okay.
Some people just do it for fun.
I'm glad I left the pub when I did yesterday.
Did you leave that much longer before me?
I don't know. I wasn't there when you left.
And that makes sense.
What a stupid question.
It is coming from my mouth, so what do you expect?
What a fucking stupid. Why didn't you stop me, Tom?
You should have stopped me saying stupid stuff. That's what you're here for.
You better hit me then, isn't it?
False. Maybe.
The producer just sits.
Maybe you should have been podcasting here.
Kate Winslet.
Who?
Kate Winslet.
That's what she sounds like when she peaks.
Yeah, exactly.
At the height of ecstasy.
Okay, she was in Titanic in 97.
False. True.
Yeah, it's going to get really old really quickly. That you do. True. That. Yeah. You did like Titanic, did you? You weren't a fan of Titanic.
You've not seen it.
No, you did. You had seen it.
No. I've never said I've seen
it. He quoted from it. He didn't say seen it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
He read it.
Hideous Kinky in 1998.
What the hell was that?
Don't know, but I think she's going to prove that again.
Was that out of Friends, or am I just imagining that?
Probably imagining it.
Okay.
Holy Smoke in 1999. Quills in 2000.
Sorry, what?
Quills.
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 As in the thing that you use to write stuff.
Wasn't that about...
I reckon so.
Oh, God.
It was about quills.
Huh?
Quills.
No, it wasn't. It was about
porcupine quills, or was it goose?
It was either about a famous writer, quills. Or it was about something like the Marquis de Sade or something like that. It was some weird film that came out a little while ago.
Fair enough.
Anyway, sounds boring.
Marquis de Sade likes cake.
Just
a
like
girl.
A Star Watch on Kate Winslet.
Well, if you go through her whole...
Just get on with it.
If you go through her whole entire sort of back catalogue, She's got guns. She's very serious right. moves. They're all Oscar-baiting movies. She wants to be well
Oscar-baiting. Now that, actually...
It sounds a bit like badger-baiting.
As opposed to making for the mass media, which would be masturbating.
Yeah. Masturbating.
I like that.
But she does. She,
well, she does try and do the masturbating bit with getting her tits out in Titanic. So.
Twang me off like one of your French girls.
So you're saying that Leo was strumming her banjo and no one noticed the iceberg.
Enigma in 2001.
I saw that.
That was the one about
I've actually seen
the
that
code.
One. The Enigma machine. Decoding things set during World War II when they cracked the German codes.
Guess who's in that?
Stealing them.
I can't remember.
Friend of the podcast. Podcast.
Blimey.
Podcast.
Burkoff.
No. Dougie Scott.
All right. Good old Dougry.
Old Dougry. Dougry Scott. Dougry Scott.
Dougry.
Okay. She was in Iris in 2001. Again, Iris. These are films which I have no intention of watching because they're very...
boring.
Yeah, they're a bit they're dramatic. She's like, every film boring. She goes to make, it's like, they turn around and go...
True.
They go, Oscar-nominated, Kate Truly Winslet, boring. Oscar winner, Kate Winslet. She always wants
Did
to
she
be...
Did she win Oscars?
She's won Oscars before.
Didn't Titanic get Oscars?
Yeah. Titanic won loads of Oscars.
Won about seven.
But she didn't get anything. She didn't win her first Oscar till recently, really. But, yeah, she was also
best eBay purchase she probably ever made.
Was that the Oscar?
Yeah.
Best eBay purchase.
Yeah. She won,
and literally the eBay purchase was an Oscar.
Yeah. The award for best eBay purchase. I love it.
The Life of David Gale. You ever seen that?
Kevin David Spain? Gower.
Who?
Wasn't he a cricketer?
David Gale. You mentioned that. Oh, cricket cast.
Whitehead.
Yay.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry, the episode title's already gone. This is the cricketers cast.
Oh yeah, but we're going to do another one as well here.
Yay.
Oh yeah,
this is true.
Part of the...
Next week.
Part of the... What's that face for, Marcus?
He uses it to stop his eyes falling out.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
Me neither.
I just made it up. I thought it was... A short notice is the best I could do, yeah. Otherwise, when he sneezes, it goes really wrong.
Well, that's supposed to be true, actually. If you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyes pop out.
Eternal
sunshine.
Eternal sunshine of a spotless mind.
Oh, that was a big pile of steaming wank, wasn't it?
You never know what film it is. We've talked about this before, and you always think it's something else.
That
Life
was
Aquatic.
Yeah. You do. You think? Oh, well, that's that film about the Bill Murray.
That's the
that.
Jim Carrey one, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
that
that's
was
a really
big
good
pile
film.
Of wank.
Seen it, Marcus?
No.
Big
no?
steaming
Seen it, Ash?
Pile of wank.
Yes,
like
but I always
girls.
Get it confused with the Russell Crowe thing.
Beautiful
Dougie
Mind.
Scott.
That was the one.
And Dougie Scott.
And Dougie Scott.
She's in Find a Neverland with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That was about
I'm
the guy.
Never going to watch that one.
That was about the guy that wrote Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Barry.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Who?
Yes.
Peter Barry.
Little Children she was in. She wasn't in Little Children.
Yeah, apparently Jimmy yeah. Savile had a similar thing.
Weren't Little Children in her?
Little Children he was in.
That was a Yoda impression.
It was.
Because only when said in a Yoda voice does it make grammatical sense.
She's in a film called The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Jack Black and Jude Law.
What was that about?
She starts fucking Jack Black. On
really?
Holidays.
Yeah. Oh, it was, yeah.
How drunk was she?
I don't know, but it gives
she drank
all fat bloke's
out there. Fireball doesn't get you drunk.
Fireball doesn't get you drunk. We get a t-shirt with that made. she's in The Reader, 2008.
I saw that. That was quite good. She played a Nazi prison guard.
That's
she?
It. And she gets everyone to read stuff for her.
Yeah.
What? No, I'll leave it alone.
50 Shades of Grey.
Revolutionary Road, 2008. No. That's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio when they play a couple that keep arguing.
So basically like Titanic if they'd survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she hadn't killed him.
Yeah.
I still could have got on that fucking door. You
maybe
fat
he came
bitch.
Back and that's the post sort of, you know, maybe he's like Sixth Sense, he's dead. But like they're still arguing about
I
it.
I see French girls.
every time the argument gets to a heat, he goes, well, you push me off a fucking raft.
2011 Contagion. You've seen Contagion?
No, but I've got a joke about Contagious.
Go.
Little Jimmy's,
oh, fuck. Everything's class. Little Jimmy with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Nothing wrong with Little Jimmy.
It's what Mr. Savile called his knob.
Bearing in mind, people in America have no idea who Jimmy Savile is.
They will. That makes it funnier to me.
Google
it. Yeah.
You'll be surprised. Because they'll be like, he's a paedophile, but he's ugly.
Yeah. Little Jimmy's at school and the English teacher says, right, children, you're going to work a new way.
I'm just trying to see the logic behind that. He's paedophile, but he's ugly. I'm sorry. I'm just
yeah, but so why are kids attracted to him?
I only like pretty
kids. Aren't attracted to him. They're attracted to the sweets.
Because he'll fix it. Because Jim will fix it.
Now then.
It's the sound of jingling metal. It's like it's like a lure.
Jim filled it for me.
Actually, yeah, he was a white version of Mr. T.
No.
The amount of gold.
Don't sully the name of Mr. T with that.
Actually,
that's one fool. He won't film. He won't be that fool.
She's doing other films than that, but that's about it. Right, now we're going to get into a little bit extra now. Now's a true or false round.
Oh, really?
True.
False.
Yeah. So I've got four facts. You tell me whether true or false.
Okay.
Okay. First one.
Do we all answer at the same time?
No, I'll ask you and you can just have your... Don't all talk over each other either, please.
We never do that.
No, we don't. I look at him moving the microphone away.
That's because
that's how she's telegraphed that. I was going to move away, so I wasn't making noise. I was like a drink.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so
now I have to explain that.
Move the mic from your mouth. When Jesus Christ, Marcus.
Yeah, he's pissed at you too. Do your damn job.
Do my damn job. As if this is my job. You're just here. I'm just here for some fun. True. James Cameron picked her for Titanic because he thought it was about time a fat ginger bird was made to look sexy.
True.
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 Well, actually, he tried to fist her, but...
She's ginger.
Ginger. She's quite fat as well. She's young. I think
you'd already said that she was fat.
But
she's bigger
curvaceous.
Than a normal, skinny Hollywood.
I think she was ginger.
Yes. Well, why are you getting so worked up on the ginger part? She was ginger.
You accuse me of being ginger as well. I'm just wondering if you're actually colourblind. You accuse my daughter of being ginger.
No, she will be ginger. Because you're ginger. You'll be coming ginger.
Okay, only her beard will be ginger.
So do you reckon that's true? Because he's quite outspoken, James Cameron. He does say some fucking weird shit sometimes.
I
gets
would
himself
love
in
it
trouble.
To be true, just because I'd love there to be a media quote out there saying, and for some reason I'm going to use James Cameron as being from Yorkshire. I'd just love to think there's a quote out there saying, yeah, I thought it was about time some fat ginger bird got famous.
I think that wasn't the quote. It was made to look sexy.
Fat ginger bird got famous and sexy.
I wish James Cameron talked like that.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Can you imagine the commentaries? Well, you know, had some tea, down pub, beat up the missus, made a film.
In 3D!
He's from Newcastle!
Yeah. So I thought, you're on the port, though, eh? And then you got the thing.
Oh, we're on the port, there was a fucking big iceberg.
Hey, well, hey, man, look at that!
So
what? Hey, man!
What are you saying? True or false?
I'm saying true. I think the consensus is true.
You will say true?
I think it's false.
Oh.
Okay.
For Marcus.
It's actually false.
Really?
I made it up. But she did get famous.
But it sounded like a slick IMDb quote, which is why I fell for it.
Okay, the second one.
I would have believed it if he said I'd never seen a ginger snatch before. That would have been...
There was a ginger bloke in Snatch.
He's a bikey,
right? He got shot with the air rifle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For her role in The Reader, she decided not to shave...
No, Stock, sorry, my bad.
Are you going to let me finish?
No.
For her role in The Reader, she decided not to shave anything to really embrace the German characteristics her part had.
That is true.
I wasn't listening. What was it?
For her role in The Reader, she decided not to shave anything to really embrace the German characteristics her character had.
It's true. I mean, that's true. And that's how people know she's ginger.
She wasn't ginger in that film. She was actually blonde or brown haired, like brown hair, blonde with roots.
Yeah, it was that upskirt shot.
Yeah. You've seen the reel, didn't you? And she's actually got hair everywhere, even on her face. If you watch
how did
it.
She grow that?
I don't know whether
she
that's
Ewok?
She stuck it on.
She hasn't. She's not like Team Wolf.
Sorry, we got something. Ash just said proves that he's clearly single. She's, because he said, how does she grow that? Whereas the truth is, women actually would grow it normally. It's just they shave it off generally.
What, on their face?
Yeah. I mean, Sarah actually has to start with the pruning shears first thing.
The pruning shears? Oh, poor Sarah.
Is that what she was doing when we picked you up?
She pulls the particularly tough ones out with pliers. And then it's the chisel.
Okay. So
I hope she doesn't listen to this one.
Who's going true? Who's going false?
I'll go true.
Ash?
I think it's true.
I'm going to go true again.
I think it's true.
Everyone's true. It is true. She did do that. She didn't shave her pits. And then she let her little tash grow.
Wet her arse crack.
In a director's cut, I think she let that one grow. The director's cut was done by James Cameron. Jimmy C.
Anyway, and she had a right hairy ass, she did. I don't know what accent that was.
Okay, and alright, number three, Kate Winslet saves 90-year-old women from fires.
Only 90-year-old, they're 89, like a fucking burn.
Kate Winslet likes to save 90-year-old women from fires.
She likes to save them.
It's a hobby.
Does she start the fires first?
So it's the quote basically saying she once saved a 90-year-old woman.
Basically, yeah, pretty much.
True. I think it's true.
You think
I
that
reckon
in
she
her
was 91.
When she's not working, she decides to go and just jump in and be like Wolverine. I'm just going to go and save somebody.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
Yeah. She's got
you?
A dark side and a light side. The light side,
she's a superhero.
People. The dark side, she starts the fires. But
she wanted to burn her. And then
oh, she's one of those, like one of those nurses that make people ill so they can revive them.
Yeah.
You think it's Kate Winslet likes to set fires to old age pensioners' homes and save them?
No.
That's
ridiculous. That's ridiculous. She hires people to do that.
And then she just jumps in and saves them. Okay.
Yeah.
So true.
Why buy a dog and bark yourself? Yeah. I'm going
so
false.
She won't save
because I reckon
she was
true.
Running three.
False.
I'm going true.
True.
False.
False. False. Is actually true. And do you know who's
actually 90?
Yeah. Do you know who's 90-year-old mum
it
was?
It was.
Was it James Cameron?
No.
It
was Richard Branson's mum. They all on those islands, yeah, having a big party. And it got caught fire and she carried her out. It got caught fire.
The whole island just went up in smoke.
It done gone got caught fire.
When they asked her, how did it catch fire? She looked up with her hands and together and went, I don't know.
A
9-year-old kid,
you
know, just holding the Molotov cocktail behind her, still burning.
Okay, the last one. Pit. Last true or false. After appearing in Peter Jackson's Heavenly Creatures and playing a girl with lesbian tendencies, her mother actually rang her up to ask if she was actually gay.
Knowing the way you used to write the Ask an American quiz, the following logic, without even listening to the question, you've done false, true, true, therefore this one's false.
I say it's true.
False, true, true, false. Is that? Oh, you're not actually caring what I say. You're just gonna, so
yes,
from
that's
the next
correct.
Game, you're just going to go, right, one's you're going to follow a pattern.
I'm right, though.
How do you know you're right?
False. Confident.
You're going to say false?
I think it's true.
Now,
you
what was the true? Statement?
The statement was... After appearing in Peter Jackson's Heavenly Creatures and playing a girl with lesbian tendencies, her mother actually rang her up and asked if she was really gay.
Okay.
And you're saying that's false.
I say false because she wouldn't actually really publicise the fact that her mum called her up and said,
the trouble is,
gay?
Now I've analysed the words and basically the false one was about fat, ugly ginger birds and basically was phrased like Adam had made it up. And this one's not phrased like Adam made it up, so I take it back. This one's
like it's beyond his intellectual capacity.
Adam can't
not
write.
Not that I overanalyzed shit.
You mean put me down?
I think it's true.
Yeah, I'm going true.
You going true?
Yeah,
I'm going true.
Marcus going true?
Yeah.
Ash?
I'm going to stick with my false.
You say false?
Because I don't always get these things wrong anyway.
Well,
another good reason for us to go true.
I'll tell you what, your logic backfired because it's actually false and I wrote that.
So my first set of
good
logic,
on you.
I should have stuck with me instinct.
So I got a point.
Yeah.
I don't get any points.
Because he would go false. Yeah.
I actually got something right for once.
You were right to begin with. Never double guess yourself, Will.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Go with the instinct.
So, that's Star Watch, really. It's a little bit different. We just added an extra element to it, really.
True.
We skimmed through the movies instead of going on about it for ages.
False.
No, we did.
We still went on it for quite a while. Yeah.
Well, no, you were talking about badgers.
True.
Was that bit or was it another bit before?
I don't know.
Got 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, no, yes. That's ages ago then.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Fucking hell it was. Right.
Okay, so we are part of the Podgods Network, so here's another little promo. Not another, because you haven't played one yet. Here's a promo for another podcast on the network. What are you going
to
say, Will?
You if you were listening to episodes back to back, you did hear one a little while ago.
Yeah.
That makes it another in that particular scenario.
You just wasted 10 seconds there. Thank you very much. There you go. Come listen to this.
I didn't realise 10 seconds was so precious to you, Adam.
For fuck's sake.
It probably is.
You could have a wank in that time.
Two. Here, listen to this.
We've been brought together by a common destiny, one name, the sky, a destiny held down, generation after generation, a tale of movies and commentary. Movie call, the destiny we shall write for all, vanquishing all to their path.
Marcus, why are you talking like that?
Get out of the fridge.
What? Get out of the fridge.
I was just trying something different, yeah.
Yeah, this is MovieCom, your alternative movie commentary podcast. Listen to us on the PodGods Network. Otherwise, they keep doing the voice.
I can't do the voice.
The voice is back.
I can't actually. I've done that. I can't think of any more.
So yeah, go and listen to them. They are really good. We'll listen to them all the time.
Who are they?
Shut up!
I haven't put it in yet.
That's done in post. All right.
I know. That's why I asked.
You're such a dickhead. Right, let's start that again.
Yeah. Let's go and listen. Okay, guys. Right. I've been teasing you guys for the last couple of episodes about a brand new segment featuring our favourite actress, friend actress, Rita Ramnani.
I've been teasing you about your premature ejaculation problem.
Rita Ramnani's now got her own little segment for us.
Part of the squad.
Yeah. So, should we just get into it? Should I let her introduce it?
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. We've got a brand new segment. So, yeah, take it away, Rita.
It's me, Rita Ramnani, and it's time for a brand new segment, Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. Okay, so the aim of the game is for me to discuss a film I have recently watched and for you to guess what it is. So here we go.
Okay, so, does everybody understand what she was saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, okay, so the name of the segment is Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
I like it.
And the idea of the game?
Did you come up with the name purely based on the fact that her name was already alliterative?
Yes. That's how I work.
And the idea? Sat there and you think, cha, alliteration.
I never went, cha.
You just went, alliteration. It's what I like.
That's he doesn't know what that word means.
That's what it is.
So, yeah, so what she's going to do, she's going to, in a minute, she's going to describe a movie to you in a really random, rambling way.
So, alliteration. Is that a Chinese person that's been thrown away?
Alliterate. And then what you guys have got to do is you've got to try and guess what movie she's actually talking about. It's as simple as that.
Cool.
So, it's not difficult. But
the first one because it's a Batman film.
Because it's really, really random and rambling, it could be hard.
It's going to be Batman, isn't it?
Okay.
You're
okay.
Absolutely right.
Is everybody ready?
Be Batman. Yep.
Everybody ready? You're going to guess already. You ready?
Yeah, it's Batman.
Okay, here we go. Take it away.
Okay, so this film is from the 80s and involves lots and lots of death stuff in it. Lots of ghostly goings on and some random bits with giant worms. I mean, massive worms. Not the sort of worms that you find in your garden. Although once my friend Helen had the biggest worm in her kitchen ever. Seriously, it was like the size of a house. Well, not a house. Perhaps a small bungalow. Well, obviously I'm exaggerating, but you get what I mean. It was big. Anyway, back to the film. I remember there being lots of random ghostly figures, including a woman in half and a guy with an extremely tiny head. The film, if I'm not mistaken, is actually Adam's favourite film of all time. And believe it or not, it's not Batman. Although there is a Batman link in there somewhere. Sums Adam up, really. All about Batman. And he even managed to get this podcast back to Batman without actually saying anything. So, what film is it?
Okay, so how did you like that?
Was it Debbie Does Dallas?
Debbie Does Dallas, my favourite film.
What, because it's got lots of worms in it?
And yeah. They're more like trouser snakes.
Well, what's the Batman link?
She was once in Batman.
Didn't she get done by a librarian who'd probably read Batman?
That's really surreal.
She got hit over the head with the book.
One of the people that she shagged went on to become a crime and got beaten up by Batman. I don't know.
Yeah. Got beaten up by Batman.
He was a wobbler. You can't punch me in the face. I've shagged Debbie.
So yeah. So what did she say?
She got
said,
punched by him.
Lots of ghostly goings on. Lots of big worms.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is, worms made me think Tremors, but ghostly goings on. Yeah, it out.
It was the Adam's favourite film that gave me a big hint, and then the little link back into there is a link into Batman with I think the lead character might have actually been Batman.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Possibly. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
So she rambled on about big worms in her friend Helen's garden, which is the size of a house, not really a house, maybe a bungalow. So
that bit kind of confuses me.
Yes. Yeah, does it really? Because it's rambly. It's random.
Yes, that was very random, and I sort of chose to ignore that.
Oh, you like listening. Well, that's the thing.
What bits do you ignore? What bits do you take on board? Yeah. Who knows?
Adam's favourite film, it has a link to Batman, and there are some worms and a person with a small head.
Caddyshack.
Who's got a small head in that?
That was gophers.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Not worms.
Yeah, but you say it was gophers, but that's what the worms will have you believe.
So, yeah, how's everyone going on? Did you want to all guess?
Candy?
Well, you've already got one in mind, and I think you might have got it. That's my favourite film. I'll go with you first, Will.
I'm going with Beetlejuice.
You're going with Beetlejuice. What about you?
I was going to go with that as well.
Beetlejuice?
That was the one I had in mind.
Okay, let's see.
Scary, we've all thought of it three times. Is he going to appear?
Right, let's see.
Let's see whether that's right.
Today's film is Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
So yeah, you're all right. Beetlejuice, there you go.
Yeah, that
Tim
was good
Burton's
fun.
Beetlejuice.
I like that.
Yeah. So what did you get it on?
I got it on the fact that there was a link. I remember worms. Mainly it was actually the small head.
Okay.
Because I remember the guy that had
we all like head. A little head.
Yeah. I've said Will like a little head, like as in Will. Will like a little head.
Will likes a little head.
But it was also the fact that it was your favourite film. There is a link to Batman in there, which is obviously Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton went on to play Batman after Beetlejuice.
And but I still don't get the house and bungalow.
That's the randomness of the rambling review. So there you go. Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews.
Well played, Rita.
And
well said, Adam.
She'll be back next week. So look forward to that.
Cool.
And if you want to go and check Rita out on...
Oh,
yes. She's in.
You can look at the telescope Adam's got set up just across the road.
You can go and follow her on Twitter at Rita Ramnani. Also, like, you can check out her IMDb.
Yeah, don't follow her in real life. That's classified as stalking.
Check out her IMDb page, and you can see all the films she's been in and the films she'll be in soon, including White Collar Hooligan 2.
Awesome.
So, okay. So let's move on to the final segment of this podcast. Go back and watch this shit.
We have to go back.
Hello, my name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Would you like a chocolate?
Oh, thank you.
It's funny what a young man recollects.
You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama says stupid is as stupid does.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
She was my most special friend. My only friend.
We was together all the time. We were like peas and carrots, Jenny and I.
Run, Forrest!
Hey, stupid, run!
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I can run like the wind blows.
Who in the hell is that?
That there is Forrest Gump, Coach. Just a local idiot. I never thought it would take me anywhere. They even put me on a thing called the All-America Team. Where you get to meet the President of the United States.
Congratulations. How does it feel being All-American?
I gotta pee.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Now, maybe it's just me, but... college was very confusing times.
Have you ever been with a girl, Forrest?
I sit next to them in my home economics class all the time.
Have you given any thought to your future?
Girl, what's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant.
You're a damn genius. You are going to be a general someday, go.
Yes, drill sergeant!
They're sending me to Vietnam.
Can you promise me something, okay? If you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay?
Okay.
Where are you boys from in the world?
Alabama, sir.
You twins?
No, we are not relations, sir. For some reason, what I was doing seemed to make sense to people.
Forget about me! Get yourself out!
Been a
awarded the Medal of Honor.
How come? Now, my mama's always telling me how miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so.
Jenny!
But they do.
You can come home with me to my house in Greenbow. I'll take care of you.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
Paramount Pictures presents Tom Hanks.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Robin Wright.
Will you marry me? I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
Gary Sinise.
I never thanked you for saving my life.
And Sally Field.
My boy Forrest is going to get the same opportunities as everyone else.
A film by Robert Zemeckis.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself.
Never seem the same once you've seen it through the eyes of Forrest Gump.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
There you go, Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah.
Fried shrimp. Gumbo shrimp.
What did you say?
Fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp. Okay.
Gumbo shrimp. And I'm trying to think of all the other ways to cook shrimp that Bubba went to.
Shrimp, gumbo, fried shrimp, shrimp in a basket.
Shrimp on a plate. Yeah. Shrimp
that was
on
Blues
the floor.
Coming
shrimp
out.
In a cup.
Two fried chicken, dry.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that is your Blues name, isn't it?
Something along those lines.
Oh!
Yeah. Shrimp in a cup.
Shrimp in a cup.
Shrimp in a cup.
If we didn't have an episode name or several in candidates already, I'd quite happily have that.
We have, it's Cricketers Cast. Because we are in the Cricketers Pub in Molesworth Street, Chelmsford.
Indeed.
Come wonderful, here. And we're now drinking
Abbott Ale. Straight from the keg. Keg sitting on the bar with a little chilling unit on it. They're pouring direct from the keg. I like beer served like that. It's proper. On the downside, it's 5%, and it's actually a little after 4 on a Sunday afternoon. Whoops.
It could
on
get
the plus
a little
side,
messy.
It is.
It's a Sunday afternoon. If it was a Wednesday afternoon, people would be like, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's jobs?
No.
Totally.
Right, so I'm trying not to have a job. Okay, so Forrest Gump. Good film?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent. It actually won Oscars, didn't it?
It won quite a lot.
Because it's one
yeah
of the few Oscar award-winning films that I actually have a tolerance for. It's brilliant.
What's your problem with Oscars again?
Generally, I find it incredibly pretentious.
Okay.
I don't know why, but if I hear that a film has been nominated for thousands of Oscars, generally I find it's a load of arty twaddle.
Twaddle.
Most of them are.
Now there's other people at the back bar, I'm moderating my language slightly.
Nice.
Because it is polite.
Oh. So Robert Zemeckis directed this, and it's literally about
who did
Robert Zemeckis, the guy who directed Back to the Future.
Yeah,
and what it is Forrest Gump, while not intelligent, has accidentally been present at most historic events, but his true love Jenny eludes him. So
that's
he's a guy.
She's got the bad AIDS.
He's got the bad AIDS. She
I was going to say because he's just stupid, but
stupid is a stupid does.
She's one of the first people to. Because in the film, she's like the first person to get AIDS, not ever, but because they have no idea what it is. Remember
well,
when
monkey?
They get told, she goes, "Oh, I've got some kind of virus," but they don't know what it is, and then she yeah dies. A little boy from Sixth Sense is in it, plays Forrest Gump Jr. right at the end.
Oh, yeah. I also spotted him, I'm pretty certain, in an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Probably. As a young
played,
kid?
Yeah, as a young kid.
He was in AI
this is the
as
same
well
sort
yep
of time. I'm pretty Osman certain that's him in Buffy.
Probably.
Something like
probably
that
just before...
Haley Joel...
Osman. Just before yeah Sixth Sense then, because he got made
yeah
big in Sixth Sense in 99.
Yeah, this is season... Tail end of season one and series
yeah
two. Spike's just put him in the sunlight,
it'd be,
so
it'd
he won't
be young
in
then
there anymore. But
it'd be young then.
I was really pleased in Buffy that they did kill the child. although he was a child vampire, which makes it acceptable. But you know, see what I mean. I wasn't quite certain if they would have the nuts to go down that route.
Have you seen? I know we're going off the subject again, but we always do anyway. Have you actually seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie with Kirsty Swanson?
No. There was rumours
they were going to remake it.
I did hear they're going to reboot it, yeah.
Because I believe the series basically was a follow-on from the film, because in the film she like defeats the vampires and burns down the school, and then series one, she's moved schools and moved to Sunnydale.
Well, it's kind of like it's a little crossover, but it's also a little bit different. A bit like Serenity and Firefly.
It actually explained a lot more about the kick-ass girl who then... Did you see the episode? Oh, no, that's stepping one too far. I was about to say, did you see her in Big Bang Theory? But we're so far away from Forrest Gump, it's ridiculous.
And you can always bring it back.
I was going to say, you would have been blue. I can bring it back. In Big Bang Theory, they said she was the Terminator, don't they?
Really?
Because she played...
On the episode on the train?
Yeah. She played the Terminator in Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yep.
Right. Forrest Gump runs like the Terminator.
Yeah.
T-1000.
Well, so we can bring
back. Oh, liking this stuff.
Yeah, that's why I'm on lemonade.
No, that's because you're hungover.
Yeah.
So, when did everyone see the film? See it at cinema? DVD?
TV.
Shortly after, we were in Florida on a holiday, so it must have been 94, and we rented it. We're sort of in the hotel, it was like one of the pay-per-view films.
Okay.
But it was brilliant. Oh. Absolutely. Just a really nice story, basically. It's a totally harmless film, but there's a lot of humour in there, like buying shares in the fruit company.
Yeah. A lot of very clever little jokes, I find.
Yes.
When they sit, because it's literally a guy sitting on a park bench. Not a park bench, it's a bus stop, isn't it?
Yeah.
And telling his story to anyone who listens.
Yeah.
And some guy even says...
You get a lot of people like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. You can tell a lot about people from looking at their shoes.
Yes, that was it.
You've got lovely shoes, and she's wearing these really shit trainers.
Do you know what I find amazing? Is that I watched that film when I was about 12.
Yeah.
So watching it, I'm not saying I was stupid, but I didn't get a lot of the references, because a lot of the references that come up were like... historical events in American history normally, which I wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
So for me, watching it, it's kind of like, I'm like in the same mindset he kind of is, because I don't actually know what's going on. So when they've got all like the first time the black people get into college,
he picks up the books
and that helps them. The first time I think it's he goes and, what's he do? I'll think about it later, but he does certain stuff, and I'm like, I don't remember any of that, because I don't know any of it until later on. So when I'm watching the film, I always think, go back to it and go,
where the fuck is he going with this?
He's saying he is just as clever as Forrest.
No, what I'm saying is that
he's a little bit
waddle, Adam.
Roll, Adam. Roll.
That's just how he rolls.
And the fact that he literally makes a funny phrase by sticking his balls on the on the t-shirt, that's what I mean. And that becomes the biggest
when I watched
thing
it
ever.
What you making a that if it's that Marcus and the way you found the end of the mic? No, what I'm saying is that when I went back and watched it years later, I didn't understood a lot of references.
You didn't understood a lot of them.
I understood a lot of references. No, I was
he
right.
Didn't
then.
Understood
he
them.
Didn't understood them.
No, I didn't say that.
He didn't never understood them.
I didn't understood a lot of references.
No, I didn't.
References.
I said, when I go back, I actually understood a lot.
How much do you want to bet on this?
I'm not betting, but I know I didn't say I didn't understood a lot of them.
He didn't understood it. It was a misunderestimation of his own understood ability.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You guys are a bunch of fuckers. So Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks plays a good.
I don't like
idiot.
Tom Hanks particularly, but he was great in that film. Yeah,
Tom Hanks is one of them people.
I think some good film.
He's gone from being a good comedian in the '80s. Not a.
Did he start as a stand-up?
No, he's not stand-up. He was a comic actor, and then he moved into
Big
really
Money Pit.
Yeah,
actually, no, Big wasn't
the
really
Birds.
A comedy particularly.
Man with One Red Shoe.
It was awful.
Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Bachelor Party.
Of course,
Bachelor Party is awesome. With a donkey and all that.
Yeah.
You know,
when you say things like that, my mind goes
around. they feed the donkey, I think it's
all the drugs.
Drugs,
well,
and it
no,
dies.
The donkey, they don't feed it. They've got all the drugs laid out on this table. All the different pills and everything, and the donkey just walks out and just scoffs.
That's
a
lot. Bachelor Party is a good film. It's the same sort of realms of Porky's.
Animal House and...
That sort of thing. Frat boys, isn't it? But then he went on and did like boys. He did like Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, because it's what actually happened. He made Philadelphia, then he made Forrest Gump, and he's the first person to win an Oscar
for Best Assist or something.
He won an Oscar for Best Actor in both films 2 years in a row. So he became a massive actor, and he actually then got nominated because he was in Saving Private Ryan the year after that. I don't think he got nominated for an Oscar, but the film got quite a few. So he's one of them people that's just suddenly become a massive big actor, a bit like Sandra Bullock. You look at Sandra Bullock's back catalogue.
We've already discussed Sandra Bullock's back catalogue, and it turned out it was crap.
And she's done a lot of random like entertainment movies, and then went off to do one big film, and then started getting nominated for Oscars. And apparently now she's a lovely actor. She's not. She's Sandra Bullock. It's a bit of miscongeniality. But Forrest Gump, Gary Sinise has no legs.
Lieutenant Dane.
Yeah, that was one. He's the best thing in it, I think.
He's a good character,
especially when he's got no legs and he's like shouting at people because he's really angry war veteran.
Yeah,
and he's shouting at everyone in the streets of New York.
But wasn't that one of the first years where they used the proper CGI and stuff to get rid of his legs? And that was groundbreaking.
Because people used to ask questions like, how do they get rid of the legs? And that
they chopped them off and then they sewed them off to finish filming.
If you watch it back now, you cannot tell that his legs aren't it.
It's seamless. Yeah.
You can, because at one point where he's trying to get back into his...
There was no joke in there.
Okay, the way you said it. It sounded like a joke.
You're actually overanalyzing what I'm saying now, so you can accuse me of being predictable.
One bit when he's getting back into his wheelchair, he does use the lower parts of his legs because he seems to float.
the
only way that he could have done that is if he's actually using the bottom.
I'm going to go back and watch that little bit just to see.
You can say watch that little bit. You're going to have to watch a fair...
Yeah,
fair
to try and work out where it is, because I'm not going to tell
you. I know where it is.
The thing is, I like Bubba.
It's a bit
I
like the whole... prostitute kicks him out of the chair and he falls out of the chair.
Okay. I like the whole Bubba part, if you see what I mean. When he meets him and it's, here's my name, but most people call me Bubba. My name's Forrest Gump. But it's the whole friendship, which is really unlikely because basically they're both retards.
Yeah, technically. He even says that, doesn't he?
But the Bubba brothers. Shrimping.
No, sir, we're not related.
It's when he meets the president as well. I love the bit when he meets the president and he goes, "Yeah, I got shot in the arse." I'd like to see. So he actually pulls
and he actually does
down and moonies the press. Nice,
great idea on the podcast and the pub.
Yeah, that's all part of fun.
This is what we did. But Forrest Gump. But what was Bubba's real name?
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep. Benjamin
Bubba Lazaru.
That's Papa Lazaru, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Benjamin Blue.
That was a joke.
That was it. Yeah.
So Benjamin was Bubba Hotep.
Blue.
Yeah, that's what it was. Rubbish. I think Adam assumed you actually knew.
That check as well.
Well,
yeah, his mum.
Yep, that's it. And she passes out because they used to be waiters, and they're not waiters. They used to be housekeepers, and that. And they then had enough money to pay someone else to do the cooking.
Nice.
Yes.
So go back and watch Forrest Gump.
Totally.
God, what's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant.
God damn it, Gump! You're a goddamn genius! That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump. Listen up, people!
Now, for some reason, I fit in the army like one of them round pegs. It's not really hard. You just make your bed real neat and remember to stand up straight and always answer every question with, "Yes, drill sergeant."
Isn't that clear?
Yes, what you do is you just drag your nets along the buck. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Everything goes all right. Two men, shrimp in 10 hours. That's what you spend on gas.
You can... Done, drill sergeant!
Go! Why did you put that weapon together so quickly, Gump?
You told me to, drill sergeant.
Jesus H. Christ! This is a new company record. If it wouldn't be a waste of such a damn fine enlisted man, I'd recommend you for OCS, Private Gump. You are going to be a general someday, Gump. Now, disassemble your weapon and continue.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it, They's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fry, deep fry, stir fry. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Okay, so that's it.
End of the cricketers cast.
Mm.
Do you want to call it the cricket cast? But it's not the cricketers cast.
Yeah, we are in the cricketers.
Yes.
Where's the Essex Stadium?
Where's the cricketers?
The cricketers is near the Essex Cricket Ground on Molsham Street in Chelmsford.
And is the whole point of it becoming the cricketers because it's a cricket themed pub?
Well, it's near the cricket ground, but the whole point of the cricketers to me is it's a pub.
But it is cricket themed. If you look at the wall. Yeah, behind you is cricket and Lords
and cricket related stuff up.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the end of the podcast. Have you had a fun time?
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
I love the way Marcus just turns up, just grabs a microphone and starts chatting.
You're in a pub, dude.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Marcus is always in a pub.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He just hates it every second of it.
So you can hear it's getting a little bit busy as well. So, right, if you want to listen to more podcasts, go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com and listen to all the back catalogue there, including Ask an American, Panic Stations, It's Not Soccer Podcast, MovieCom with Marcus.
Damn right.
Yeah, and the rest of every other Oddcast podcast, including the Oddpod Extras. Go to thepodgodsnetwork.com and also follow me on Twitter. Who's going to tell you about Twitter?
Twitter!
Are you on Twitter? Or why not go and follow Adam at Barker Podcasts and keep updated with his daily life, podcasts and more. He tweets a lot. Far too much, in fact. I think he needs help. He's addicted. Adam, please curb your tweeting. It's getting out of hand. You need to control yourself. I'm worried about you. Seriously. So, if you want to follow Adam's tweets and possibly witness a breakdown, do so. Seriously, Adam, call me. I can help you.
Okay, Rhea, I really should change it. Because it's the same one over and over again. Okay, so, yes. Anyone else got anything to add?
No.
Whilst we carry on drinking?
No, let's get more drinks.
Just more drinks. It's more pork pies. Fine.
It's all good.
Okie dokie. Okay, so I've been Adam. You have been...
Ash.
You have been...
Sober.
And you have been...
Will.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast podcast, episode 64. Is it 64?
Yeah, 64.
Okay. Sign us out, Will.
Beer.
You've been listening to Adam, Will and Ash on the Oddcast Podcast UK. If you enjoyed what you just heard, why not check out oddpoduk.wordpress.com for all the back catalogue, including other podcasts such as It's Not Soccer, Pod Goddammit, Panic Stations, Ask an American and your alternative movie commentary podcast MovieCom. If you didn't enjoy what you just heard, then why the hell did you stick to the end? Have a nice day!